light to everybody worldwide. And big blessings to my kings, queens, and always to the giants in between. I don't know what time it is where you are right now, but since you're here, it is time for the Sugar Service. So welcome one and welcome all, and thanks for coming. As always, and backed by popular demand, it is your host who loves to boast, Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the Soprano with the Adam's Apple, also known as Big Brother. You sure I'm in the right place? You goddamn right. Life is pretty good right now, and so is my new meditation album entitled This Is Possible. Yes, I said it. This is Possible, which you can hear right now on Spotify. So if you're ever in need of a true guided path to calming the fuck down, please play, download, and stream my new meditation album, because this is possible. As always, this show is a safe space, y'all. Yes, I said it, a safe space, where we share a word of encouragement if you're feeling the blues, tap in with the news, because you know this world still doesn't have a clue. And as always, somebody legendary will stop by, because you know Sugar loves a good chit-chat chew. Today, we are being blessed with one of the most big-hearted people on the planet, y'all. Profoundly young, gifted, and black, Don Christian Jones will be joining the service a little bit later. And honestly, you do not want to miss that if you're really into community. But of course, before we dive deep into all of that, we gotta do what we gotta do. So let's clear our hearts and minds, because it is time for the Word of the Week.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise,
all right, y'all, you already know I am really excited for the good word on today. Today's word is pretty simple, but definitely heavy enough for you to think long and hard about. Learn to encourage yourself. There is so much beauty in encouraging yourself. When you finally make up in your mind about what you really want for yourself, there is absolutely no one and nothing that could take that away from you. But first, you have to learn to encourage yourself. Stop waiting for other people to acknowledge you. Acknowledge yourself. When will you get to the point where you tell yourself, I am better than this? You have to learn to encourage yourself. You do not have time to be bitter if you want to be better. I'm gonna say that one more time. You do not have time to be bitter if you want to be better. But first, you have to learn to encourage yourself. Learn how and who to trust, because sometimes your enemies might be safer than your friends, honestly. Reaction creates response. Great reaction is great encouragement. But first, once again, you have to learn to encourage yourself. Everybody in your life needs you, but not everybody in your life feeds you. Learn to encourage yourself. I repeat, learn to encourage yourself. Ashe? Okay. And just like that, I am ready to attack. It's time for the news. DJ, pump the beat. I'm excited about the first news that I have today. Telfar TV was crazy this fashion week. I don't know if you saw the movie, but if you didn't, you can see it right now on Telfar TV. Listen, I know it's been really hard to get these bags, but listen, if you call me right now and explain to me every word of the week that I've been saying for the past, I don't know how fucking long I've been on this show, I will personally give you a bag. You heard? All right, y'all. The Super Bowl was fucking crazy, and you know why. The Queen shut it the fuck down. I'm cursing a lot because Mother really tore it. Mary J. Blige, aka Monet, aka sitting here, tore that motherfucking stage down. Shout out to Dr. Dre for bringing out all the homies. Shout out to Snoop Dogg for smoking weed on stage. Shout out to Eminem for taking a knee. He should have been took a knee almost 15 years ago, but we're not going to talk about that. Shout out to Dr. Dre for playing a soundboard that wasn't even playing anything. It was just an amazing experience. I'm so sorry whatever happened to Odell Beckham. I don't even know sports, but I had a really good time at the Super Bowl. All right, everybody, I'm excited about this news, too. Please, if you haven't already, download my latest single, MSR. Yeah, I said it, MSR. Make Some Room, right here on Spotify. You heard me?
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame. Presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, you guys, this is the part of the service where we honor one of the movers and shakers of the community because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is. Today's local hero is no other than downtown NYC's favorite local dive bar, Home Sweet Home. Located in the perfect location, Home Sweet Home is more than just any legendary dive bar. It is a safe haven for people like me and people that look like me and people that dress like me. It has become a culture landmark for many of us, y'all. Many of us. Believe it or not, Home Sweet Home was the first ever HBA office. Yeah. It also was the first place I met lifelong friends such as Arca, Total Freedom, Shane Oliver, Jesse Miller. To be honest, if I run into a few extra millions, I might just buy that dive bar myself just to keep it in the family. And because of that kind attitude for all that you have done for us, Home Sweet Home, located on 131 Christie Street, you are our local hero of the week. Carry the fuck on. Oh my God, you guys, I cannot believe who is sitting in front of me. One of my favorite people in this whole fucking world, honestly. Someone with a huge heart, an artist, a true artist, kind of a Mr. Clark in art also, if you ask me. He'll talk about that in a little bit. As well as a musician, really good voice, as well as a great performance artist who mixes art somehow in performance art, even though you already think art is in performance art, but he does it differently. And he's going to explain all these things. I'm just so excited. Every time I try to explain any of my friends, I start talking about all the highlights and I like to wait, but I can't help it because I'm so excited. I have friends that are like you. Ooh. So everyone, please welcome to the show, Don Christian Jones.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, Dawn. How you doing?
Hey, dear friend.
I love you so much.
I love you, too.
I can't believe you told me it's been 3 years since we've seen each other, but let's blame it on the pandemic and the fact that, you know, we were both growing.
I think it's mostly that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the pandemic.
Okay, now
and a lot of growing.
And a lot of growing, you know. Welcome to the Sugar Service. I have a show. They gave me a radio show.
You sure do?
Carrying. I don't know why or how I got a radio show, but since I did, I'm so excited about it because I get to express my feelings and also show the world that I have really amazing friends, and not just amazing friends, but friends that are literally pivoting the future. I've been using pivoting all week this week because I need to force the word pivot more into my vocabulary because that's the real word for turnaround and change. Mm. So my friends are like serious pivoted motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? You included. So this show is strictly to express the life of my friends and their process through them talking about it, because I could read about anybody. I could also read about people that are dead. You know what I'm saying? And like, you could read about my friends, you could read about me, but listening to them and having them speak on what they think about their life, you know, pros, cons, or what's new, what's in the future, maybe a strength, maybe a weakness, is a little bit strong of an impact for me, at least. Like, I would love to be able to call Kim Burrell right now. Yeah, I still say Kim. I would love to be able to call people that I really love, yes, and be like, so tell me about your life.
Say it.
You know what I'm saying? But this is the platform to do so.
This was inevitable.
Wow. You hear that voice? He's getting started already, y'all. I can't even
deal. We have been waiting for this.
Ugh, I can't even deal. All right, so tell us about yourself. Like, who is Don Christian Jones? Let's start from the beginning.
Who is Don? Oh, geez. I'm a Philly boy. That's it.
A Philly boy.
Philly
boy. Did I say it right? Philly boy.
Yeah. A boy. Yeah. A young boy.
Okay, I love that.
But no, I'm an old head now.
We all old heads. If you're not old, you whack, honestly.
It's uncle, it's granny.
I'm going to get cursed out for saying that, but
uncle, granny.
Yeah, it's granny. It's granny's for life. But yeah, Philly. But you live in New York City. How did you like? What was that switch up?
You tell me. You met me first.
I did, but I want you to
tell
them.
You were one of the first people that really, took me in.
Nah.
Yes. Get your big smile.
Nah. Yeah, well, yeah. But that's
You didn't. New York didn't have to be that nice. As some of y'all were.
Well,
to
I'm
me.
Glad to represent New York in a nicer way because it's you know true. A lot of people think we're just really shady
because
people, which we can
often
be.
Often you are.
We have sides. You see, I said I, but then I said we. We have our sides, but you came in strong. Like you feel like family. The moment I met you, it was family. Like that Harlem apartment was a good time.
It was a moment.
A lot of things. A lot of things came from there, like who you wanted to be. I think you made a decision on what you wanted to do there.
Yeah, in front of y'all.
It was crazy.
Yeah, everyone together.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
So tell them, what were those decisions?
It'll be 10 years in October.
God, can we celebrate?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, where should we go?
We'll talk about that.
Remember Mr. Black?
Oh my God, I do.
Yeah, like it'll be 10 years. I don't even know how I've been here this long.
Wow.
Because it's really hard.
It is really hard. But you've made it this far as an artist, as a performance artist, as an actual artist, like also teaching art. Like you've done a lot in these 10 years that I don't know who's going to come behind you and also do. So it's like,
yo, everyone is doing so many things at once. And that is what is most exciting. That is what's going to keep this fucking city alive.
Wow. Do you think that's what's been your energy for the past 10 years is just doing more things than once? Or is it overwhelming?
No, it's the people here. It's the people here that keep me here that are so inspiring, like yourself, that it just makes me want to. It's like, if y'all are doing it, I have no excuse.
Oh, man.
Not to.
But you've been doing. There's people that are looking at you now and like, wait, if Dawn's doing it, I can do it too. And specifically, people under the age of 21, like all these kids that you've been mentoring throughout the years. Honestly, more than something, Dawn.
They are my favorite.
Friends,
they are my favorite.
Out of all of us, let me tell you something. Out of all of us, we're all moving and shaking. Even you, we're all moving and shaking. But you got the kids and you are educating the kids, and this is different. We got to wait for an opportunity to get called in for a class or two to get fun.
Right.
This is kind of like you've made it such an impact. Like you've made it so planted.
But see, I want y'all to come too. I want you, and y'all be showing up to my classes too.
I'm still waiting. I would love that.
I mean, that really is.
Tell us about the classes and where they are.
Well, I haven't taught in 3 years either.
Wow. Okay.
So it really is. I'm just trying to make it my practice, like whatever project I'm working on, whether it be music, murals.
I love that.
Anything community-based, obviously, I want to involve the kids.
Wow.
Or just make it intergenerational that like you might be engaging with a grandma, a teacher, you know.
I mean, it's about the kids.
Miss Boogie.
Me.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm basically Miss Boogie.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I hear you.
Telly's been by, you know.
Okay, yeah.
And it's just like this exchange. It don't matter what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We might be painting. We might be sewing. Mm. Might be making beats. But I just want to be cultivating space.
I love that.
You know.
What are you working on now? Speaking of cultivating space, what are you working on now?
Well, I mean, I'm working on this documentary.
Oh, shit. Can you talk about it?
Well, yeah.
It's
about my aunts.
It's about your aunts?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's about cars.
Wow. It's about Philly, it's about your aunts, and it's about cars.
And the music, and the radio.
Wow. Some dude shit. I like it.
We're just growing up in their cars.
Okay.
And being a little faggot in the backseat of their cars, but you know.
I love that.
You know?
What kind of cars?
Nice ones. Yeah. Foreigns.
Wow. Foreigns in Philly.
They just like, you know.
What's it going to be called?
Like nice cars.
Foreigns in Philly?
So that's why I like nice cars. It's because of my aunt.
Wow.
So, yeah, I had a two-night show at the Shed.
Wow.
Last spring.
Wow. Shout out to the Shed.
But yeah, shout out to Shad. They hooked it up.
I just met them this last weekend. I think Alessandra's her name.
Alessandra.
Yeah, I loved her. She was such a sweet person.
I've been
person.
Working with her for years.
Such a sweet person.
She's a good one.
Cool.
That space is crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm making the performance into a doc. It's done.
Wow, it's done?
It's done.
Yo.
But it's a whole.
Hold on. Y'all think y'all might be hearing this first because I haven't seen this on his social media about this doc. So y'all might be hearing this first.
That's true.
It's done?
Yeah. But it's really, I mean, it's performance, it's cinematic and like B-roll, aerial, like textures.
Wow.
It's a little abstract.
You scored it?
Scored it.
Oh, beautiful.
So it's a whole original hour-long score.
Wow, I support you. Wow. So where are you going to release it?
It's PBS, baby.
What?
You're hearing it now.
So wait, this spring, guys, but can you I can't drop a bomb right here? My friend is dropping a fucking documentary.
Tri-state area.
Tri-state PBS.
It's for the people. It's for my family.
Drop mini bombs.
People. It's for my
family. Drop mini bombs in this spot. You shitting me? I'm so proud of you. That's crazy. So, this doc.
But I'll send it to you.
No, for sure. But this doc is gonna be huge. Like, when's the premiere? You don't know yet?
I'll let you know.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Wow. Everything else is a secret, everyone. No. Don't say anything else. Everything else is a fucking secret.
You got a lot out of
that was a lot just now. Like, wow, Don. So like
It's been a lot.
We go missing from each other in 3 years. You come back with a documentary on PBS.
You came back with a bunch, too.
I am so proud of you. Like, likewise. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, I have one more question to ask you before I go.
Keep it up. Go ahead.
We do this one thing here that I do with all of my guests, which is called the Carry of the Week. And what that entails is basically what you think is carrying.
Right.
Or maybe something that I think is carrying that happened this weekend. I don't think I have to explain to you what carrying means, right?
Not at all.
Okay. So, what do you think the carry of the week is?
The carry of the week, shit. Every week is so crazy.
Oh my God, wait. Think about it right now while I pay this bill real quick. We'll be right back.
Go ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Yeah, Dawn, what do you think is the carry of the week this week?
Shit.
I kind of have one, but I'm going to give you the opportunity.
Well, I really want to know yours now.
What I think the carry of the week is, did you see the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay.
I felt like the carrying part was the fact that we were moving forward, you know, being black men in blazers. Ooh. With Kendrick Lamar. I felt like I was moving so forward.
You better say it.
Kendrick had the niggas in blazers. We was doing an 8-count. It looked nothing but strength. I look to the right. It's a whole nother scene of people coming out of jail. On the other side was Snoop, and it kind of fucked my head up. If it wasn't for my mother, Mary J. Blige, I would have had a heart attack at the Super Bowl.
Why she fall back like that?
She tore it.
She did.
Should that be the carry?
I was going to say her falling back like that was the carry.
All right, Monet, you win. The carry of the week is Mary J. Blige, a.k.a. Miss Monet, dead dropping.
Falling back like that.
Without the ha, shout out to Mike Q.
Shout out, Mike.
Well, shout out to Mary J. Blige voguing at the Super Bowl.
The icon.
You know, the carry is that. Mary J. Blige voguing at the Super Bowl.
It was too much.
She carried. Carried the most.
How do we get back at the Super Bowl? That was the biggest carry.
I don't know how we come back from that. Actually, I had a crazy night that night. Now that we're talking about it. Well, let's continue this carry conversation for 2 seconds because...
Were you out there?
No. Sunday was carrying for me because Sundays are big for me in my house. Like, power. Jocelyn Hernandez, Zeus, Chance. Like, it's a lot before I go to sleep.
I have to resubscribe.
I'll give you my login because
Vegas crazy.
The cabaret is fucking crazy.
But could it be better than season two? Could it really be better than
season two of Jocelyn's Cabaret? I wanna ride is fucking crazy. Like, she's the true carry. So Sunday for me went from the Super Bowl to Jocelyn Cabaret. So I just went forward. I went back.
Got it.
I just kept going forward and back. I had a headache after the day was done. You know what I'm
Jocelyn
saying?
Jocelyn is forward.
Who knows at this point? Now I'm like, who actually knows? Because maybe she is forward.
She's the carry
of the year. No shade. She's the carry of the year.
Yes.
But maybe she is forward. Like, Honestly, great plan. Great business plan. Great artist. I love her so much. I think I look like her. Like,
wow.
Yeah, like, I love.
She could be in the family.
She could be in it. I love. You should paint Jocelyn.
I've been drew Jocelyn.
You did?
Yeah, but I got to paint that it. Print.
Oh, wow.
It's yours.
Oh, my God. That sounds crazy.
But someone needs to hop on
the
remix for
Definitely.
Live Your Best Life. Like, that needs to be extended.
Nobody. Nobody is good enough for Live Your
it
Best Life.
Have
I promise
a verse.
You.
It doesn't
And that's another
have...
reason why she's legendary, Jocelyn. Nobody has a remix on Live Your Best Life. Are you shitting me?
I need
the
more.
New
I, need
birthday
a,
song
I need a longer
of the
version.
Decade. Like, man.
Still on repeat.
Well, thanks for coming to the Sugar Service, baby.
Anytime.
I love you so much.
Yeah.
And you can come back anytime you want.
Same. Come back.
So, how can people find you on the social? Let them know.
www.donchristian.world.
Damn.
On IG, Don Christian Jones. Twitter, Don Jones.
Oh my God.
All the things.
Yo.
I love you.
I love you, man. All right, my beautiful people, as we come to the close of another glorious and beautiful Sugar Service, it is my duty to give flowers where they are due because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow, y'all. But just as sure as death and taxes in this service, we are here to pay respects to living legends. Every week here on The Sugar Service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are still alive and on this earth to receive and collect every last flower they most certainly deserve. This week, we are honoring the legendary, iconic Kanye West. Yes, I said the legendary, iconic Kanye West. Listen, I'm terrible at media, so I barely know what's really going on in the street unless somebody else tell me what's going on in somebody else's life. But what I do know is that Kanye West is great, makes great music, and has a great attitude about God, and already 4 kids deep into the promise over his life. So to me, Kanye West is a true artist, a true man, and I do stand behind him. Yeah, I said it. And if y'all pull this up 20 years from now, after whatever happens after today, I don't give a fuck. I still stand behind Kanye West. He relates to so many, including me. And every time y'all fuck him up, he comes back even stronger. So deal with that. I have a big heart for people like that. That's really called leadership. So this goes without saying, Kanye West, for all you do and continue to do, these roses are for you. Yeezy the fuck on. Man, this has been a really, really good service. Shout out to my guests who came by, the beautiful, the lovely Don Christian Jones, the true artist. Shout out to all my lovely listeners. Shout out to everybody that I don't know, and shout out to the people that I do. I gotta go get my hair done, so I definitely will see you next week at the same time. Stay true, stay determined, and never be defeated. Love you. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvik and Yasi Salah. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller Gordon, and Yuno Alubain. Help from Barlow & Sons, head of production, Stephanie Wilkins. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Tapp. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Well, special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.